The Argentine Congress is holding an emergency session today to pick a new president for the second time in 10 days. The nominee to lead the country is Senator Eduardo Duhalde, a veteran politician of the majority Peronist Party. The Congress is meeting after a month of presidential resignations and the near collapse of the economy. NPR's Martin Costi joins us now from the capital of Buenos Aires. Martin, how likely do you think it is that Duhalde will indeed be the next president?
Well, Noah, it looks as though it is a done deal as far as the Peronists are concerned. They are the majority power party in Congress, and they have now said that he's their man. In fact, at this moment, a joint session of Congress is meeting and debating his nomination, and they've set a late-night vote tonight to elect him, most likely, and to swear him in right there on the spot.
Now, what is the deal? They've been talking about presidential elections coming up in March.
That now appears to be off the table. The deal 10 days ago when the previous interim president was elected by Congress was that this interim president would serve for 3 months until elections could be held. Now that he's resigned and they're starting all over, the thought here is that those elections would simply be too much of a distraction during a time of economic crisis. The country simply doesn't have the time to wait to do something like that. So now what they're doing is they're debating electing Duhalde here in Congress and putting him in office for the remaining 2 years of former President Fernando de la Rúa's term.
Well, tell us, please, about Duhalde's career. Who is he?
Well, Eduardo Duhalde is the former governor of the province of Buenos Aires. He's also the former vice president. He served under former President Carlos Menem in the early 1990s. But he didn't really share 100% Menem's enthusiasm for sort of liberal free market economics, the kind of thing that Washington had been pursuing in Latin America. Duhalde was always a little more skeptical about that, skeptical of the way Menem opened up Argentina to foreign investment, foreign competition, the privatization of state-owned companies. Duhalde was more of an old-fashioned Peronist, more of a throwback to the days of Juan Perón himself, and sort of state intervention in the economy, strong labor unions, that sort of thing. It's unclear if he's going to actually govern that way, but he's often spoken in those terms.
Argentina, we've seen now four presidents since the 20th of December. Is there any real hope in the country of stabilizing the system now?
Argentines are very skeptical. They're a very cynical bunch right now. They want to see some stability. They're really worried. I was speaking to one woman who lives near the Congress building this afternoon as protests were raging back and forth. Her house had been engulfed in sort of a security zone, and she said it was very painful for her to see how unstable her country all of a sudden seemed. And it is not something that Argentines are used to, at least recently. It's been relatively stable here for the last decade. What needs to happen is the Peronist Party needs to show some unity, or at least some semblance of unity, behind Duhalde. The last interim president resigned mainly because other Peronist governors wouldn't support him. They wouldn't cooperate. They wouldn't meet with him. And he finally resigned, saying that he couldn't govern that way, especially in a crisis situation. So the country is really hoping here that the Peronists have learned their lesson, that they're going to put some of their internal power struggles aside and let Duhalde run this country for 2 years.
NPR's Martin Costi in Buenos Aires. Martin, thank you.
Thank you.